From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Republican and Democratic congressional leaders met with President Obama at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama consulted with lawmakers about plans to combat militants from the group the Islamic State.
White House aides called it a productive discussion ahead of the president's speech to the American public about his strategy for going on offense against the militants. The administration says that offensive will be easier now that Iraq has a new government designed to be more inclusive than the one it replaced. Lawmakers voiced their support for efforts to degrade and ultimately destroy the militant group, which now controls large swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria. President Obama says he welcomes congressional backing for the U.S. offensive, but he argues he does not need congressional authorization. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Fourth American who has contracted Ebola in West Africa has now arrived at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta for treatment. The individual's identity is being withheld as NPR's Jackie Northam reports this latest American Ebola patient walked from the ambulance into the hospital wearing a full-body protective suit.
The State Department says it and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention helped evacuate the American citizen from Sierra Leone, one of the hot spots for the Ebola virus. The patient was evacuated on a private charter plane specially equipped to help prevent spreading the disease. The same plane earlier this summer carried two other U.S. citizens sickened with Ebola to Emory University Hospital. Another American victim was taken to Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The World Health Organization says it expects to see a surge in the number of Ebola cases as the disease continues to spread through Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. So far, more than 2,200 people have died from the disease. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
When it comes to salt, the nation's kids apparently get plenty, actually too much, in their diets. That's the finding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says 9 out of 10 children in the U.S. are eating more salt than they should, on average 3,300 milligrams a day, or about a teaspoonful. Liana Arias says the big culprits are processed foods.
Pizza, bread and rolls, lunch meats, snack foods, cheeseburgers and sandwiches, cheese, chicken patties and tenders, pasta dishes, Mexican mixed dishes, and soup.
Breaking down the sources of all that salt, the CDC says 65% comes from store food, 13% from fast food, and 9% from school cafeterias. Number of U.S. job openings remained at or near the highest level in more than a dozen years in July, with companies also stepping up their hiring at the fastest pace in 7 years. The Labor Department says its monthly survey, known as JOLTS, shows total hiring rising by 81,000 to 4.87 million, the highest level since December of 2007. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 97 points. The Nasdaq was down 40 points today. You're listening to NPR. Indiana is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether or not gay marriage should be legal in all 50 states. State Attorney General's office today asking the High Court to reverse a lower court ruling last week by the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, which declared both Indiana and Wisconsin's bans against same-sex marriage unconstitutional. Indiana says its case offers an opportunity to settle the national debate on the matter. Apple has unveiled two new versions of its iPhone. Both are thinner and have bigger, higher-resolution screens. They also have a new system called Apple Pay, promising a secure way to make credit card purchases at retail stores. Andrea Kissick of member station KQED says Apple's also rolling out a smartwatch, its first wearable device.
The company is not the first to release a smartwatch, but the Apple Watch aims to be more fashionable and advanced with calorie, heart rate, and distance tracking. The new Apple Watch also has map access and can send and receive messages. The watch will work with Apple's new health apps available on the iPhone 5 or the newly unveiled iPhone 6. Apple is also partnering with medical record companies and healthcare providers as it makes a push into the mobile healthcare market, an industry innovation that also raises a lot of thorny privacy issues. The watch will be available early next year. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Kissick in San Francisco.
Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice's ouster from his team and indefinite suspension from the league is likely to cost him a good bit more than his $4 million salary. Sponsors Nike and Electronic Arts announcing today they're among the businesses that are severing ties with Rice. Rice was let go by the team after the release of a video showing the running back hitting his then-fiancée in the face in February. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.